Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
It's Morphin time.
For justice we fight, with Beast Morphin light. Together we rise. Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, Beast Morphers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 22 of Ranger Chronicles. I am Charlie Niemeyer, your host, and this is an odd-numbered episode, which means it's Beast Morpher Day. So I have got my TV all queued up. We're about not even a second into the episode, and I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, go. Taking Care of Business. Written music by Matt McGuire. Directed by Oliver Driver. Interesting. Oh, okay, an Australian guy trying to do a New York accent. Kind of slipped a couple times. Oh, poor Devin. He's got to work. Just a hint of red in his outfit today. What does hacking do? I'm thinking it won't work. Hey, Mario. Oh. Oh no, they have a dad. Also, oh Lord. Also, their dad, kind of sounds like he's dubbed over. MMPR style. I like the Tronic thing though. How did they build? Never mind. Didn't quite work. Now it doesn't sound like he's being dubbed. Weird. Interesting. Wonder what they're going to build. Oh, a little glitch. Oh, we're back though. Okay, put his phone and his communicator. Oh, that is one dirty car. Huh. Nice. Did they do this in the GoBusters? I don't know. Yeah, one busy place. Oh, that was a Nissan. Did you see that? It was kind of covered up the words, but can't cover up the symbol. He's staying remarkably dry for a guy working at a car wash. And the fact that the background on that said Enatron Fuel leads me to believe that that little cockpit scene was from GoBusters. No way. The mayor. The mayor's going to clean cars. Aw, father-son bonding time. That's nice. Meanwhile, here we are at a metal cutting place. I just wanted you to cut this little pipe and leave everything as it is. Sounds about right. Is the saw going to be the new monster for today? Oh, cutting edge. Ha, ha, ha. Nice. Okay, Blaze needs to stop with the cutting puns. Wait a minute. That was what's his name in the GoBusters? I don't know what his name is in GoBusters. I don't know what it's gonna be on here, but that's the GoBusters helpful robot buddy. Interesting. Oh, now he's got the, he's got the vacuum on so you can't hear. Nice turn stop. Oh, he throws saws really slow. And there's our intro. Which means that once the intro's over, we're going to be playing some music here. So, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that... Actually, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. Yes, I do. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now that once this intro's over, I'm going to go play some, we're going to play some music. And then we'll be back after the commercial break. See you in a bit. We'll be right back.
Rangers. You think you can save the world? Try to beat me.
Ooh, we got a bumper. Here come the slow motion blades. Oh, they're faster this time. His turn. Blaze isn't having that effect, that usual effect he normally has. Oh, Devin hears it now. Uh-oh. Jeez. Blaze is tougher than I remember seeing him. Oh, that's not good. Hey, the Flash is... Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's just Devin. Nice swipe. Looked like it only hit the robot though. Oh, so that doesn't work at all. Huh, this is a bit of a pain. Oh. Hey, they're friends. Isn't that sweet? Hey, Roxy's on now. Uh-oh. Oh, well, they're dancing. That's nice. Oops. Now they can't even morph, right? Oh, they're fake. Or their little handshake. Uh-oh. Oh no. They have color coded phones. That's interesting. Devin. I mean, he kind of has to, but still, poor Devin. Ooh. Is this the point where he's going to find out that Devin is the Red Ranger? Oh, no. Oh, and now we're paused. Okay, well, here's some more music and I'll be right back.
Let's
Okay, and we're coming back now. Another bumper. Thank goodness for the bumpers. That makes it easier. All right, the mayor shows up. They're dodging the blaze, and there's the little girl. Why is she running out with the monster attack? That's kind of dumb. Oh, good job, Red Ranger. Oh, nice hit. Right in the chest. Ooh, 3-on-1. Not bad. God, those suits look awesome. Oh, a new kind of Giga Drone. Wait. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Ooh. Oh, and it's got the saw thing. Okay. Oh, it's going straight to the tower, though. Here we go again. Break the team up for the fight. Makes sense, but still. Oh, it's starting to cut through. By the way, RZB apparently is what turns it into battle mode. Not sure why, but that's what it is. In case anyone's keeping track. Although, if you're listening to this, you're probably watching it, so you probably just saw it, so never mind. Ooh, it's got a shield. Oh, that's not good. Whoa. He backed up into a building without knocking it over? Uh-oh. Now what? Well, that's not good. Uh-oh. Crush is so slow. Well, that's cool. So is it just going to keep the robot busy until Devin can power back up? Oh, this is definitely Sentai footage because the trees have died. Wow, look at that, the no-look shot. Wow. Pretty good. Especially considering Zoe's not really a... Well, I guess she is kind of trained at this point, but not as well trained as Ravi. Oh. Hey, you know, I like some of the paint. It looks like he actually has some scratches on his body. And on a rubber suit, that's pretty cool. Yeah, relax. We're good now. How are you going to take out its system without it destroying it? Oh! Okay, that's some damage to the Zord, but I'm not sure how that stopped the Giga Drone. I wonder if this is how they're going to have the technology to build the Megazord. Nice toss. Is he gonna catch her? Oh, that. Oh. Even Dad thinks it's funny. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the gym and juice bar. Oh, man. Hey, you know what? The juice hut kind of looks like the bar table, the bar they had set up for the Dino Hut, I think it was. Doesn't really help for the future, though. Well, that's it for the episode. So what did you guys think? I thought it was, I don't know, it's a little different. It was a little different, but it was also kind of more of a the formula we've seen before, although I guess the romance one from last episode was a kind of romance one formula we've seen before too. But I like the ending. It looks like it's going to set up for the Megazord coming in. And, of course, the cameo appearance of... Okay, he's known as Beastbot Nick, I think, in the GoBuster. I'm not sure off the top of my head what he's going to be called in Beast Morphers. But, no, Nick was Cruz. Anyway... Jay, that was his name. Jay just had a letter. That was the head of Jay. That's really cool. So I think we're going to see some cool stuff from that too. So I'm guessing Nate's going to build a new Beastbot. Maybe figure out how to create another Ranger. We'll see. But in the meantime, please make sure you come back on Tuesday for another episode of Mighty Morphin. Or actually two more episodes of Mighty Morphin. And I will see you next weekend for another Beast Morphers. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com
or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at PowerRangerChronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.